Siddur Snippet Siddur is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shlema, Chol Yisrael, particularly Chananya Shmuel Lippa Ben Sharna Leah, and that all those looking for their shidduch should find their basher. We continue in Avarabba, the wonderful second bracha preceding Shema, the theme of receiving the Torah, the great gift of affection, the great expression of Hashem's love to us. We mentioned previously that Rashi, the beginning of Bamidbar, the third parak of Bamidbar, tells us that somebody who teaches Torah to another, it's as if they fathered them. Somebody who gives life. You can give life physically, biologically, and you can give life spiritually. You can give chaya olam, chaya shah. So a person who gives life in this world certainly deserves tremendous appreciation and gratitude. But to give a life that is timeless, to give immortality, to give life that is eternal, that is to father someone, to give Torah. So based on that, one can explain why Avinu, the theme of Hashem as our father, repeats itself in Avarabba. Since Avarabba is the bracha, acknowledging that Hashem gifted us the Torah, we refer to Him as our father. But there's a second explanation quoted by the Sefer, the Perish, the Magid Tzedek, based on the tour. The tour wonders, fast forward in Siddur Snippets, to the Amida. If you open your Siddur and you look through the Amida, the middle section of 13 brachos, in which we ask Hashem, we beseech, we supplicate Him for our needs, we express our dependence and reliance on Him. So only two of the brachas mention Hashem as our Father. Only in the context of two of them do we mention God as Avinu. One of them is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor Asecha. Avinu, return us our Father to your Torah. And Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu, forgive us our Father because we've made mistakes. We've had errors in judgment. Just a few later, Rifa'inu, we're going to ask Hashem to give a Refuah Shlema, to give a full speedy recovery to all those who are sick. Wouldn't it be appropriate to appeal to Him by reminding Him He's our Father? What about in V'lu Yushalayim, as Tzemach David, Shema Koleinu, and yet we don't acknowledge God as our Father in any of the other brachos, only in these two, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor Asecha, and Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. So the tour of Yaakov ben Asher, the tour in his code of halacha, he mentions the reason is because a father is obligated to teach his child Torah. So therefore we're appealing to Hashem, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor Asecha. Tati Abba, Dad, we've made mistakes, we've strayed, we're distanced, perhaps we're ignorant, or our judgment has been clouded. You're our Father. You're responsible to teach us Torah. We rely on You, we depend on You, we turn to You. We need You to transmit Torah. So therefore the Torah says, in the Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor Asecha and Slach Lanu Avinu, we're specifically invoking God as our Father strategically. We're acknowledging Hashem, You're our Father, and therefore if we've been deficient, if we are at fault because we are not properly learning or living Torah, we turn to You as our Father and ask You for help. So based on the Torah's comment on the Amida, the Magid Tzedek says similarly here, Davke in the bracha of Avarabba, specifically in the bracha in which we acknowledge that Hashem has given us His Torah, we refer to Him as our Father. Because even if we abandon it, He can't abandon us. Father has to love a child unconditionally. Father, of course, has consequences, teaches accountability, there's reward and punishment. Being a parent doesn't mean that you don't teach consequences. But a parent loves a child. And as our parent, as our Father, we appeal to Hashem to love us. In the bracha of Torah, we pledge and promise and ask for help in our learning and living of Torah, but we invoke specifically the image of Hashem as our Father in case we fall short, in case we fail. So back to Avinu Malkeinu Bavur Avoseinu, Shebotchu V'chava Tlamdenu Chukechayim, Kein Techaneinu Slamdenu. We're asking Hashem for help. Kein Techaneinu. We ask Hashem, be gracious. Techaneinu, the root of the word chaneinu is chain, charm, graciousness. Techaneinu, Hashem, be gracious to us. And how are You gracious to us? Usalamdenu, by teaching us, by enlightening us, by inspiring us, by enabling us to have access to Your timeless Torah. The greatest expression of His graciousness, how can He be techaneinu? By salamdenu. The way He's gracious is by enabling us to succeed in accessing His Torah, to succeed in learning. So in what merit do we make this appeal? Hashem, techaneinu usalamdenu. Be gracious and kind, and teach us, enlighten us, enrich us. And why? Why should You do it? Our Father, ba'avur avoseinu. Because of those who came before. Avarabba is a mini yisker every single day. We invoke the people who came before. We're invoking their zchus, their merit, and asking Hashem, be gracious, enrich, empower, enlighten us in their merit. Now, what is their merit? This is all contained in this one verse. What is their merit? Avinu Malkeinu, our Father. Techaneinu, Slamdeinu, be gracious and teach us. Why? Ba'avur, I'm saying it out of order. Ba'avur, Avoseinu, because of those who came before us. And why? Because they gave a lot of tzedakah, put their name on a building, supported the yeshiva, the kolal. Why should you invoke their zechuyos, their merit, for us? Because they were extraordinary tamid chachamim. After all, this is the bracha of Torah. So what is it about them that should shine a light on us? So look at what it says. Avinu malkeinu bavur avoseinu. Why? Shebatchu becha vatelamdein chukechayim. Because they had bitachon, and therefore you taught them chukechayim. They invested in a relationship with you, and you reciprocated and taught them the lessons of life. The greatest chus we can tap into of those who come before of Avoseinu is Shebatchu v'cha, because they had faith in you. Rav Yerucham writes that we merited to receive the Torah, Avarabba. We merit to receive the Torah, to be the recipients of the Torah, not because those who came before had an understanding, not because of their genius, not because of their knowledge, not even because of their piety. What is it because of? Shebatchu b'cha. We say it every day. If we'd only think about what we're saying, each one of these psukim, each one of these verses of Avarabba, if we would dwell, if we would think, if we'd be mindful and present, so beautiful. The words Avinu Malkeinu should take us 20 minutes. Bavur Avoseinu, to think about our parents and grandparents. Shebatchu b'cha. Today is the end of Yom HaShoah. The bitachon they had in you, despite whatever they went through. And what did you do? Vatilamdein chukechayim. So you gave them the lessons of life. And because of all of that, techaneinu islamdeinu. And says Rav Yerucham, we end with this. That's Nasa v'nishma. Who was the Avoseinu? Who are the people who came before? That's Nasa v'nishma. The nishma was, we want to learn your Torah. Teach. We're going to analyze. We're going to come up with chakiras and lamdas and halacha l'maisa. But before the nishma was Nasa. What is Nasa we will do? It's bitachon. God, we're in. Whatever it is, we're in, we're all in, Nasa then Nishma. So Rav Yerucham says, Nasa then Nishma is the Bavur Avoseinu Shibot Chibacha, and that's the merit, the Zchuyos, that we're tapping into in this beautiful bracha of